Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
We humble ourselves in your presence. We lift our hands and adore your holy name. And we open up our hearts to participate in your glorious light. As your word goes forth today, we become the out expression. We become the out manifestations of what your word says to us. We become the very living evidence, living proofs, witnesses to the power of the gospel. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Just close your eyes.
I said, now give the nations to you, oh Lord.
That's
the cry of my heart.
Distant
shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on earth.
Minute.
As can thou give the nations to you, O Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us.
You say, just have your seat in God's presence. Service. How many of you are open to receive the gifts from the Lord? I want you to give attention to what God is saying in this moment. To what God is saying to us in this moment. This is Church for Pros, and it's focused especially for those of us who work, we do businesses, we have professionals, we earn money, we are committed to a life of success through growth. A life of excellence. That's what the fourth service is consecrated for, set apart for. So I'm going to be addressing you in a particular term. And I want you to listen because God has a revelation. I pray that you know what time it is. And I pray that your spirit is alert. And that's why we always have PEP every month. For example, someone that's been struggling to pray, struggling to hear God, struggling, and wasn't on PEP. Did he miss his Kairos? Missed his Kairos. And maybe the Holy Spirit tried to persuade you, my son go, my daughter go. He missed the Kairos. But the person was giving an excuse. Oh, I will, okay. Something now came up. And the enemy still did it in a way the person missed that encounter. Quantum leaps are only experienced in Kairos seasons. And only those who are discerning of the season spiritually can take advantage of the grace made available. You see, people who are carnally minded, ruled by their senses, people who trust in the flesh. In Jeremiah chapter 17, if you read verse 5 by verse 6, it says, they won't see good when it comes. So God is presenting something. God doesn't deny himself. He's always faithful. Even in people's faithlessness, he will never deny his name. He's faithful. He's always merciful. So when he sends good, because the person is not spiritually alert, vigilantly alert, and not spiritually discerning, he misses it. Won't see good when it comes. Usual financial prosperity this year. All of us that are trusting God for a life of excellence, of great significance, and of great impact, we know we were created for greatness, made for more, and we want to matter. We want our life to count. We want to fulfill the purpose for which God created us. We don't just want to have money, just want to have fame. We want to know that we lived worthily, purposefully, accurately. So while we're singing that song, you are in the spirit, getting that song. And that's what I'm training you. You know, serving God in music is being a prophet. Nobody can be an effective music minister without being in the prophetic. And people who make the most of it and the gifts of music, whether by singing, whether by playing, whether by organizing, are those who, the major work you do is prayer. That's a major work. I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. So you can, your ears of your spirit are attuned to the sounds of heaven. You can hear spiritual things. Many times when you understand this and you know what we call heart and prayer preparation, you're carrying the burden of men who are coming to church for that service. Whether you're going to minister for 5 minutes or for 10 minutes or for 1 hour, it doesn't make any difference. You carry the burden that is someone that is going to be coming there with a depressive spirit. Lord, a garment of praise. It's not by Shaye. No. It's not about itinkolonkoko, itinkolonkoko. If you finish in itinkolonkoko, they dance. All they get is sweat on their bodies. So you've got to. Many times, you will know exactly where I am in the spirit. And especially the minstrels. You know what to play. You know the right song at the right time. Very important. So while we're, God bless you. Why were we singing that song?
Try it.
Let's read it again. And let's read it very loud this time around. One to go. I'll declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I've begotten you. If you're a son of God, lift your hands and say, I'm a son of God. Say, this scripture is for me. This scripture is directed to me. Say, and with humility, with meekness, I receive the word of God. Verse 8. What happens to sons? One to go. Ask of me, and I will give you what? The nations for your inheritance. And the ends of the earth for your possessions. Ask of me. asking is a function of desire. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, Mark 11:24. So you desire things, then you ask for it. So our prayer reveals the quality of our desires. And our prayers reveals the maturity of our desires. Those of us who are trusting the Lord for another level of financial authority. You know, you can go from financial wealth to financial dominion, where God uses money through your hands, wealth through your hands, to establish his counsel and his will on earth. That means you are now a participator in God's kingdom's economy. When God makes budgets for the earth, you're a participator. There are projects and agendas that heaven is sponsoring. You see, like the United States government, they created a USAID where they use as a platform, and with also their departments of state, there's, you know, where they do some projects in different places. It was supposed to use to foster the agenda of the American nation everywhere. So they take this money and they go to Africa, they go to South America, they go to different, even in Europe. And they sponsor things, but what is supposed to sponsor is the agenda. You notice that when some certain kinds of people were in government, like the Democrats and things, they were using this thing to push some ideologies that they were comfortable with. Now the government changes, Mr. Trump is now in power, and he's scraping those things because a lot of what those funds were being used to do was against his own policy and what his government stands for. That they are not going to be putting money through USAID for transgender things. Are you understanding what I'm saying? To push different things. But there was a government that was doing that. That's how heaven operates. If you can understand what United States was doing with USD, you can understand what God does with kingdom economy on earth. God has agenda on earth. He does. And he funds it. He funds it. People and believers who understand God's agenda on earth now get into that place of maturity where they are trusted with wealth so it can be used as dominion spiritually on earth. You're now moving beyond, I need this, I want a car, I want all this, where God is using you to sponsor. It's another level of prosperity. Another level. Christians who don't know this secret stay and eat the children's bread. They eat the crumbs. Father, I need a house. My son, I bless you with a house. Father, I need a promotion. My son, I bless you. But those are crumbs. Crumbs. What you are going to notice is that with the inheritance of nations and possession of distant lands, you are the one who asks, or you will have to ask. You will pray it through until your heart receives it. When your heart gets it, the next thing that comes with it is a level of authority. You start operating in a level of authority. So, when I ask God for the city of Oka and the surroundings, the suburbs from the metropolitan to the inner cities, to the suburbs, to the surrounding towns. When I ask God for the seat of power and I ask him the corridors of power, the marketplaces, and the nook and crannies of everywhere, if I ask the Lord for it, and the nations means the people, those who don't know him in those places. So you're asking for ethnos,
peoples, heathens without Christ. And then you're asking for territories, distant lands. When I ask God for it and he gives me. When he gives me, he said his word and he never lies. He said, I will give them to you. It will not be your inheritance and possession. What comes after it is what you're going to see. Go back to Psalms chapter 2. What you're going to see in verse 9. Fast, please. 1, 2, go. You shall what? And you shall. What did I tell you? Authority and what? Dominion. Somebody say authority and dominion. He, what comes with that inheritance is a level of authority. In that area, you dominate. That means, let's say we have a project to plant 30 new churches that won't just be a place where people congregate for worship, but will also be a center of enlightenment and empowerment. Light, wisdom, a place where people acquire skills to be useful, because the real church must transform the society. Not just take people to heaven, but bring heaven down on earth. Wave your hands if you get what I'm saying. And you, when I said we're going to do that, what it means, and I said, Lord, I command now. Let 30 properties between 3 to 10 plots for these district churches come forth now. I command. Now the difference, everybody can command, but only those with the authority will have a response. The question is, are you vested with a mantle to make that command? Has the distant lands been given to you? Can you command what you don't have authority over? When I command it, the heavens will begin to conspire. The earth will submit. Devil will be under bondage. He can't move. Because I have spoken in an authority in the name of Jesus. And at that name, you saw it. Philippians 2. Philippians 2. At that name, all those in heaven, every knee of all those in heaven, every knee of those on earth, every knee of those beneath the earth will bow. Every tongue will confess, the land will open up. At a command, there will be orchestration and engineering of circumstances. There will be 1,001 different things that happen. Practical. Something now said this. This person now did that. There is no one way. But all those things you're seeing are, we are sent in motion because someone in authority spoke. Within the time, within the Kairos window, those lands will show up. Be delivered. Some will be bought at good price. Some will be bought at very ridiculous prices. That you will not believe only God would have done this. Some will be submitted as free. Some will be overpriced and God will give more than enough money and you still buy it with the overpriced. There is no one way. You don't bottle God in an experience. But one thing is the provisions of grace will be available at each time. And you will see, because someone has taken the territory in the spirit. You see, the moment those who don't take lands beg for the fruits of the land. I said it. There are people that pray for money. They talk to God about money. There are people that don't discuss God. They don't pray. They command money. Because the wealth, the gold and the silver, the of that land, of that territory has been given to them. That's the difference. I want to give you a gift. Matthew chapter 28, Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, everybody join me and read. And read out loud. All. This is what I taught in the third service. All of you, listen. The power of authority lies in the purpose of authority. When you understand the purpose for that authority, that's where, once you, every authority has jurisdiction. Every authority. Now, this authority has jurisdiction in heaven, jurisdiction on earth, and jurisdiction where? Beneath the earth. Demons tremble at it. Creation obeys it. Angels respond to it. This, you speak this authority, in this authority, even the Father doesn't say no to it. The Father says yes to it. But every authority has jurisdiction. That's why when a man who is operating in an authority goes outside of that authority, it's called abuse of what? Power. And can the person be jailed? Can the person be jailed? The person will be convicted of a crime. Abuse of authority is a crime. Now, many Christians are yet to know, but thank God the word of God is coming to us. For some of us who already know, God is taking us into another dimension. An unveiling of another dimension of mystery. For those of us who have not known, do you know the major number one purpose of the authority that we have in Christ? Let me show you. Verse 19. Hold that neighbor. Read. One to go. So let me give you a gift. Is financial dominion part of the authority? Is miraculous power part of the authority? I'm asking. Is wisdom part of it? What about influential power to command followership? What about favor? How many authority has been given to Christ? Authority to command gold and silver. To command creation to work for you. To command doors to open. To command policies made in the corridor of power to be rewritten. To command the heart of kings to be directed by the Lord as with, listen, Hayata Saka. Ayakataya. Businessmen, workers, all of you that have vision for financial prosperity, hear me. All financial dominion was given for this purpose. In God's kingdom, go therefore. God brings finances to sponsor missions. That's what it is. Those who don't know this will make money as ordinary unbelievers we can make. And there is a law of Genesis. Whoever tills the earth will be satisfied with bread. Unbelievers tills the earth, they make money. But there are men that walk in a supernatural, inexplicable dimension of grace. You can't explain their wealth. You, like the wind, so is their way. Because they are men of the spirit. The wind blows from where it comes, you don't know. Where it's going, you don't know. You only feel the effect. You can't explain. Why is everybody following him? He just says a word. He doesn't look like it. She doesn't sound like it. Why? Esther just shows up. The eunuch that is supposed to take care of everybody favors her. Only her. She goes before the king. The king favors her. She wants to enter the court when the king is sitting in his court, which means a death sentence if by any mistake the king doesn't favor her. As she opens the door, the king favors her. What is that? Because Esther was put. Mordecai explained it. Don't you know that you have come to the kingdom at such a time as this? The favor was not because of your beauty. The favor was not because so you can settle your father's family. He said, if you stay there in that thing, he said, you and your father's house will perish. But remember, salvation and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. God will not deny his name. He will preserve for himself a people. He will make a name for himself. He said, but you don't think you'll be safe. This is the reason you were favored. This is the reason you were given an open door. This is the reason you make more money than others. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. It's not of him that wills, not of him that runs. There is a reason God made you to have what you have. It's beyond your family. You've got to look beyond the walls. It's beyond give me this, give me that. He said, go and tell all Israelites to fast for 3 days. Eat nothing, drink nothing. He said, I and my maidens will fast. And then she said, if I perish, let me perish. But I will go to the king. That's the reason. If she had missed that moment, God would have found another way, like he did without Esther, and made the king lose sleep. And he said, bring me the brook of remembrance. Who is it that favored me and I just didn't reward? He didn't use Esther. God used it to show Esther, I could have done it without you. I could have done it. And suddenly they saw Mordecai. What was done for him? And Mordecai was honored. Through Mordecai, that deliverance could have come. But if Esther didn't, if she didn't rise up to embrace that call and marry that purpose at that moment, from the next day, all her favor and beauty will go down. Suddenly, she will become another Vashti. Suddenly. Suddenly, it will dawn on her that all those things was for a purpose. And when she was no longer going to use it for the purpose, it becomes nothing. That's why you're seeing people who came to church cry to God. God made the way. The little money they started seeing, they started carrying women. Now, they are anyhow. God has made their influence anyhow. Even with the whole money, nobody respects them. Anybody that comes to them, just psychophants who wants to use them. No honor. They have been stripped of honor. In heaven, they have no voice. They can't pray. They can't pray. Their money has become their God and their physician. Because they were given a door and they forgot what the purpose was. It will never be you in Jesus' name. I say it will never be you in Jesus' name. Go back to that place. Matthew 8, 28. Go therefore. That's the purpose of authority. And make what? How many nations? So how many nations can you ask for? Start from your neighborhood. I started from UNISIC, my school. And then I started from Oka. Give me Oka. Now I'm asking. On Wednesday, we are going to share visions with you. For 5 years, I was not permitted. The last church we planted was 2018. The Lord said, don't go nowhere. I didn't even visit the churches that were planted. For 5 good years, 2023 October, he put me into and told me, say, from 2024 now, it's time, apostolic era. So that's what went, we moved to different places and began to speak God's word. Preparing, first of all, for Nigerian missions. And then we strengthened and started preparing the churches. Abuja would take care of Go North. Lagos would take care of Go West. Port Harcourt would take care of Go South. Enugu would take care of Go West. Oka would take care of all nations. Oka will be taking. Oka does not have jurisdiction. That is a region. Oka is everywhere. That's the command center for now, as it pleases the Lord. And then, as we entered, I'm kept praying, and we were able to fulfill that apostolic summit in December. The Lord, late last year into December, the Lord brought me into another vision. I said, now, 2025 to 2027, 3 years, 250 churches. Kairos! So what are you about to see? What you are about to see is a hurricane, like a mighty rushing wind. That's where you know the reason we were giving the blessings we are giving. Why God's been preparing us the way. Go therefore. You see, you've got to start from somewhere. But you've got to go beyond walls. Stop trapping yourself in that wall of my needs. Wall of my family. You don't understand. Wall of my career. All those things are tools in God's hands. You've got to know the purpose of all authority. You want career dominion. You either go the way of the world, become diabolical, find a way to buy yourself up, sleep your way up, do whatever you do, bribe yourself up, or you go the way of the spirit, where you're like a Daniel. You won't bow to nobody. You won't sleep with nobody. You won't compromise. And yet, every king in every realm will choose you. You will be at the helm of the realms. Dominion, power. You're a technocrat. You're reigning there. President, the worst presidents will collect you. They say it's the most corrupt regime. They start looking for you. Because there will always be a need for a godly man in that regime. Whether it is a profession, whether it is business, you want to have dominion. I want to give you a gift. Go therefore. Keep your eyes only on one vision. New vision, new harvest. Make disciples of all nations, all peoples. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. That means baptizo. That Greek word baptizo means integrate them, bring them in. Don't win them, touch their lives, and leave them outside. That's why church planting is mandatory. Church planting is the barn God gathers a harvest. And also the factory that he processes the harvest. So the harvest does not spoil and corrupt in the world. Then he can send that same harvest back again into the mission field. So winning souls, impacting lives, no matter what you do, whether you want to use arts and music, whether you want to use coaching, empowerment, whether you want to use business empowerment, whether you want to use whatever platform to touch lives, at the end of the day, it leads to church planting. The harvest must be baptized, brought into the fold. That's where you don't give birth to children and leave them on the streets. Every Christian grows in a spiritual family. What did I say? Without a spiritual family, the person withers. That's why church planting is God's will. And so far as there are people who are out there that has not yet been won, we're going to keep planting churches. As far as there are people who are still bound in idolatry, we are going to keep planting churches and get to them. Because somebody said, but there are churches everywhere. I don't know what that other church is doing. I know the one, the mandate and the message given me. And by the way, there were many other churches before we showed up. And yet God used us to reach people. What it means is that when God called us, he knew there are people that only this church can reach. And that's why other churches didn't reach them. Give God praise. Oh, you better give him quality praise. Teaching them to observe, verse 20, all that I have taught you. Verse 20, teaching them to observe, to do all that I have commanded you. Now, look at the next thing. I want everybody to highlight out. One, to go. I'm not hearing you. Even. How many of you want to move around with the aura of the glory of God on your life? How many of you want to be a shining glory? You walk into a board meeting. Everybody is scheming. Everybody is undercutting each other. Some are going to native doctors. Different arrows are flying. People are trying to climb on each other. And you just walk in. And the wideness ends. When Daniel was thrown among the lions, things that eat men refuse to eat. It's not everybody's meat that can be eaten. I don't care the battle in your office. I don't care what they are doing, how they organize themselves around as cults, that nobody will raise his head in that industry unless you join them. I don't care who they are and where they come from. Every horn has a carpenter. A carpenter that brings the horn down. A carpenter. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you're living here in the spirit and in the power of a carpenter. Horns that refuse that no one will raise their head up in Jacob shall be brought down by you in the name of Jesus Christ. People who planned the fiery furnace ended up in it. People who planned the lion's den ended up in it. Nehemiah that planned to hang and destroy Jews ended up in the gallows he set up. I don't know what the enemy is doing out there, because the business and political environment is a hostile one. It's warfare. Today I decree and declare, as you receive your mandate, receive your mantle. Mantles follow what? Mandate. Anybody who disappeared for you will be buried in it. Anybody who sets up a gallows for you will hang on it. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. How many of you are getting it? I am with you. You can't bring me down. God is with me. And it's not the prayer of, Lord, protect my children. No, no, I'm on assignment. Ambassadors enjoy federal protection. Not vigilante. I'm an ambassador of Christ. A love ambassador. Spreading the love of God, making his presence known all over the world. I am making disciples. I know who I am. I enjoy federal backing, heavenly backing, headquarters backing. The angels that follow me don't smile. Flaming swords of fire. I have angels around me that are clothed only in fire. He that is with me is more than So no fear. Because I am using my life, my prosperity for a purpose. Write this down. Make sure you're writing down. It will help your meditations. Spiritual babes are carnally minded. So they are self-serving and need-driven. They are self-serving and need-driven. They are carnally minded. Therefore, they are self-serving and need-driven. It's always about themselves and their needs. So even when they are in church, they want to use God for themselves. They want to use the pastor for themselves. They use church leaders for themselves. Everybody is serving them. What they just want is what they will take. They give nothing. They are spiritual babes. But spiritual sons, right, are kingdom minded and kingdom driven. They are kingdom minded and kingdom driven. Spiritual sons are driven by the visions. The visions of the harvest and the discipleship of nations. They are driven by the visions of the harvest and discipleship of the nations. They see God's work on earth as the purpose for everything else. So when they want health, they say, Father, the dead cannot praise you. Only the living can. Those that go down to shore cannot praise you. Spirit of the living God, I declare, the same spirit who dwells in me is the same spirit that raised Jesus, vitalizes my vital body. Lord, I have my head restored because I can't win souls trapped in a sick body. Much that I can do in a healed body. I walk out of this sickness. When they think of their family, Father, look at how the enemy is attacking families. Spirit of the living God, I give you my heart to prepare me for a kingdom marriage that will inspire generations and model and teach people how to build godly families. So in that their home, you will see people pass. Not, I don't like to invite people in my home. I just like my privacy. Those are spiritual babes. They want the best sitting room. They say, Father, this sitting room becomes a mountain of solution. A mountain of transfiguration. I'll be hosting people here from the lowest to the biggest. So I receive resources to decorate this house as a palace. On this mountain, many will be delivered. So they plan. I'm so busy, but every Sunday evening we'll host people. Every Sunday evening, and they will begin to speak. They use the ministry of hospitality. Everything else. You talk about their promotion. You talk about their profession. You talk about their achievements. It's a platform. I was told the story of a CEO who will come, and then he saw a believer. He saw a gate man. And he will come. And as he come in, he will stop. Ah, okay, welcome. He will give him coffee. I bought coffee for you. He will give him different things. One day, he called the gate man, follow me. And he has been kind. Just every day, God bless you. He will say a word. This gate man was a Muslim. And then when he has prayed for him. And when the Lord said it was time, he invited him to his office. He went and served him coffee and cookies. The CEO, the man was troubling. And he began to ask him, the Lord showed me this about you. Showed me this. The guy started crying. From there, He began to pray for him, entered, and ministered Jesus to him. That man gave his life to Christ. Not only did the gate man give his life to Christ, he went and collected his whole family at the risk of his life. That's why you're a CEO. Everybody knows. Another may God may not have made that impression. They could have been arguing. How can, what kind of God made this man to bring himself low? Spiritual minded people. But if you're the kind of person that the only thing that matters to you is my fame, my money, I want to be somebody, I want to achieve, I want to show people too, they thought I won't succeed. Guy, lady, son, daughter, you will know the struggle of those without authority. What happens to men will happen to you. The same thing. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. First. Hold that neighbor. I just have a few minutes. First, please. Hold that neighbor and read. One, two, go. Let me hear you louder. Give me the GNT of it. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Whatever else. If I go to 31 from the GNT, let's read from 31 so we lay the foundation. Help me call your neighbor. Make sure you call him his name. Let him wake up in the spirit. Shout, Mr. David. Did you shout? Are you afraid of shouting? Shout the name, Mr. David. Read that one to go. Where will my food come? All my drinks. All my. Somebody say basic needs of life. Verse 32. Those who don't know God, pagans, they are need driven and carnally minded people. Those who live by the flesh, natural needs, that's the only thing. It's either, oh God, my business to expand, my dad. And there is nothing wrong with being in a need and talk to God about it at the moment. But there is something wrong to be obsessed with talking to God about it. And that's all your prayer point. And that's all your focus. There is something wrong. Because it shows that the only focus you have is personal. See, your Father in heaven knows that you need all, every need we have. God said, I'm going to take care of it. So see what it says in verse 33. Read to your neighbor and read it out loud. One to go. Concerned above what? Above your family. Above your personal aspirations. Above anything else, God's kingdom. And with what he requires of you. If he says, go and win souls, be concerned about it. If he says, make disciples, be concerned. And God has only one heartbeat. God has only one obsession, human beings. God loves men. You want to touch God's heart, impart men. Touch men. Bless men. God has nothing else he loves except man. Everything else he created it for man. God doesn't love gold. He made gold for man. God doesn't love animals. He made animals to serve man, to amuse man. All of creation was made ready. He now made man. So, and gave man dominion. The only focus God has is man. And he will provide you with these other things. It's either, listen, I've seen it. You can provide for yourself 100 million naira. God can provide it for you, but they won't be the same. Number one, the one you do with yourself will come at a cost. The one God does, the blessing of the Lord, comes without no sorrow. There'll be peace. Number two, there'll be anointing on that thing. It will go farther than ordinarily 100 million will go. When God breathes on a thing, 5 loaves will feed 5,000 people. If I tell you what we are doing with little, naturally go like you're a madman. Living for money instead of living for God. Going to places you shouldn't go. Communing with people you shouldn't commune with. Soiling your spirit. Shipwrecking your faith. Doing what? Just for what? For things God will add like Jara. Jara, he will just give you. The lesser is included in the greater. Can you give me the CMV of that 33? The CEV, sorry. Contemporary English. Fast, please. CEV of that Matthew 6, 33. You should have been ready for me for that. Now write this down while he's getting this ready. The plan of God for the nations should be the root motive. CEV, I told you to prepare it for me. The plan of God for the nations should be the root motive and propelling force for your personal and family success if you're a kingdom-minded man. The plan of God for the nations, the harvest of the nations, the discipleship, go and make discipleship of all nations, disciples of all nations, should be the root knowledge, the root motive, sorry, and the propelling force for your personal and family success. Kingdom-minded men see success as open doors. Make sure you're writing. Stop looking at me. Kingdom-minded men see success as open doors and great opportunities and platforms to win souls. That's what they see it. To win souls. To take territories. Plant churches and disciple nations. You can't disciple whom you have not brought into the church. Oh. That's how you do it. Even when people are being discipled on the air and they are listening to us on the air, they must belong to a church family. Because the man you listen to on air is not the person that will be on your bedside if you are feeling sick. There is a nurturing. There is a teaching, a mentoring that can only happen within close proximity. So let me say this again because this is very important. I want you to write this down because I'm going to ask you to read it. The plan of God for the nations should be the root motive. Or is the root motive and propelling force for personal and family success of kingdom men. Kingdom-minded men see success as open doors, as great opportunities and platforms to win souls, one, to take territories. It can be institutions. To plant churches and disciple nations. The order to go and make disciple of all nations is to plant churches. You can only train the child that you have brought into the house. Are you hearing me? That's what it is. I want you to hold that neighbor. Very important. Put it where? Put it where? And his God's work is beyond choir. It's beyond sanctuary keepers. It's beyond stage arts. It's beyond, no. God's work is being in video and discipling people that come to join video. Their likeness for media brought them, but God's work is using the power of God, the Spirit of God and the Word of God to influence them. So if you're in choir, in sanctuary keeper, ushering, greeters, marshals, media, and every day you're gossiping, you're forming clique, you are talking about the faults of others, you don't ever bring any soul, you're not doing God's work, you're in choir doing the devil's work. You think you're a church worker, you're an agent of darkness. Jesus said, those who are not building with me, in 20 years of pastoring, it has never failed. Those who don't win souls, lose souls. They are the ones that talk to people anyhow. They are the ones that pick the force of, because they've never cried for souls in their lives. They are the ones that don't take nonsense in the church from anybody. They are the ones that, the people that don't win souls are the ones chasing souls away. Those who are not building with Jesus are the ones destroying what he's building. You choose a camp. You choose a camp. God's work is turning men to righteousness. People came immoral. They became pure. People came selfish. Now they are serving God with joy and gladness. People came disoriented. Now they know how to talk to God and hear God clearly. Their lives are moving in the right direction. Are you doing God's work? Whether within the church, ministering to saints, and most importantly, outside the church, where we must shine as light in the dark places. But more than anything else, put God's works first. All the plans you plan for your business, for your education, for your money, for your family, which plan did you make for God's kingdom? Has any soul come to Jesus this year through you? Will you finish 1 month and not have a soul, not that just came to church, but now is in Christ because of you? Will you finish 1 month? For every prophecy of your prospering, have you understood the power of the purpose of all authority? Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17, stand on your feet. Now, let me caution, let me warn you. Never allow the enemy make you feel guilty with a message like this. You see, in God's house and in God's kingdom, it's family affairs. The devil is not invited. There is no condemnation, no, to those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Wave your hands if you're getting me. New King James, New King James. And never let the enemy steal anything from you and say it's because you were not willing souls. No, no, it's just your maturity level. There is mercies for those who don't win souls. The God is compassionate and merciful to all. This message is about those who are saying, it's time for me to answer to who I am. I'm not going to stay on the ground pecking worms like chicken when God has given me wings as an eagle to soar. I'm not going to go from I made this money, I want money, when God has a feast for me. Authority, financial dominion. God can call me to a place where he tells me, son, daughter, this business has to expand. I'm using it as my operation. This is what I tell people. I said, if you want to see your business go far, make it the center of God's kingdom. Just do it. You will see favor beyond your inabilities. You will see things that will be happening every time. And that's what makes worshippers of us. Because we keep seeing what's happening in our lives. And you know, every great man in the kingdom knows he's not an achiever. It's not that you can't achieve this thing. Every great man knows it's the hand of God. So the brokenness and the tears comes from there. You just know. But there are people that are living their hard-earned life, eating their hard-earned money. But there are those who enjoy the favor of God. Enjoying wholeness. From this day, I release you into the realms of shalom. Shalom! Amen. You have confessed it. Now begin to live it. Amen. You have heard it. Now begin to manifest it. Amen. I say begin to manifest it. Amen. Hold that neighbor's hands. We close with this scripture. And the moment we close, I'm going to ask you to pray for a minute. And read, want to go again. Proclaim, say, thus says the Lord of hosts. Somebody say, my cities. Say, God's cities. Say, God's kingdom shall again spread out. Through what? Who is those that will prosper? Zion. So God uses your prosperity to expand his kingdom. That's what kingdom-minded men know. If you have two people, two sons or two daughters in your house, and then you have a little son that came, smaller one, you know, the child of old age. You give money when you travel to this daughter A to take care of the child. You come back, the child is emaciated, neglected. She'll just buy bread, eat. Doing to me. I don't have time. If you cry now, eat. Oh, why we say eat? She'll be eating the food. Just to show up. Let it be that she's doing it. Then you came back and said, no. You gave to daughter B. When you came back, this child was plump, fresh, skin shining. Not only that, you notice clothes, new clothes, you didn't even tell her to buy. You notice other things. You notice the child is now even more well behaved. She has moved beyond just feeding him well to taking care of other things from her heart, and she's happy. You notice this child is happy. Who will you give more money to take care of the child? Why should God invest more authority on your life? Who you help? Waiting God gain from the one when he don't give you. Oh, you think God exists only to please you? Only to meet your needs? You think God doesn't have needs? You don't know the heartbreak of the Father when souls go to hell. Look at idolatry ravaging Southeast now. Young people are returning. It's no longer their fathers. Oh. And we are busy in church planning concerts. doing love feast. In fact, if a service goes beyond 2 hours, we are uncomfortable. 2 hours, what will I be doing in church? Prayer meeting, we won't pray. There are people that are being beheaded for this gospel we are joking with. Oh God. There are people that literally hide to read Bible because they'll be arrested. In our today's world, people are being shot to death. And guess what? Christians are still invading that place. Go and go to Iran now. There is a revival. The greatest revival on earth is happening in Iran. Muslims are turning because radical Christians from Europe, from America, from Africa, not only that the church have been praying for the Middle East, intercessors crying before the Lord, of which I'm part of them, praying for the Middle East. Asking God, even if we are not the ones sent, let our prayers kill. We are giving to missions and missionaries going. Funding, putting money there. Even if I don't go, let my money go. Let me face the assignment, because every day is not my assignment. People risk their lives. I don't know what your prayer is, but I know there is a prayer in your spirit. Pray it. Pray it now. Just a minute or two. It is short, but make it intense. Let it be faith filled. Let it be heartfelt. Talk to God. If your heart is too cold, tell him, Father, stir up a fire and a passion in my heart. If your heart had been besieged with fear you will be rejected by men. Fear, you don't even know where to start. Maybe you're struggling with this and you're wondering, can God use someone like me? And God is saying, yes, you're the one I want to use. Please don't mope. Don't just pray. Whatever it is, if you don't know what to pray, just pray in tongues. I'm a pastor. How can God be pushing me for souls? How can I be at ease? How can I be okay? I just want to answer the name. Revive your work in my heart. Take my passion and desires beyond walls. Walls of fear. Walls of selfishness. Walls of needs, personal needs, family needs. I am moved. I was not meant to live for money, but to live for you. Dethrone every other idol unknowingly raised that resists your work of grace in our hearts, oh God. Dethrone every other idol. Thank you, Father. Just wave those hands. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless you for all you've done here today. Thank you for touching our lives in a special way. In the name of Jesus Christ. From today, let the wells and the streams of those riches of secret places
be opened up to you in the name of Jesus.
God has found in you a man and a woman he can use. So let the resources of the kingdom and the forces of light be under your command in the name of Jesus. Go in this might. Give him praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.